Macmillan Audio presents Triumph of the Sun by Wilbur Smith. Read for you by Tim Piggott Smith.
Rebecca leant her elbows on the sill of the wide unglazed window, and the heat of the desert blew into her face like the exhalation of a blast furnace. Even the river below her seemed to steam like a cauldron. Here it was almost a mile wide, for this was the season of high Nile. The flow was so strong that it created whirlpools and glossy eddies across the surface. The White Nile was green and fetid with the taint of the swamps through which it had so recently flowed, swamps that extended over an area the size of Belgium. The Arabs called this vast slough the Bahr el-Ghazal, and the British named it the Soud. In the cool months of the previous year, Rebecca had voyaged upstream with her father to where the flow of the river emerged from the swamps. Beyond that point, the channels and lagoons of the Soud were trackless and uncharted, carpeted densely with floating weed that was perpetually shifting, obscuring them from the eyes of all but the most skilled and experienced navigator. This watery, fever-ridden world was the haunt of crocodile and hippopotamus, of myriad strange birds, some beautiful and others grotesque, and of Sitatunga, the weird amphibious antelope with corkscrew horns, shaggy coats and elongated hoofs, adapted for life in the water. Rebecca turned her head, and a thick blonde tress of hair fell across one eye. She brushed it aside and looked downstream to where the two great rivers met. It was a sight that always intrigued her, though she had looked upon it every day for 2 long years. A huge raft of waterweed was sailing down the centre of the channel. It had broken free of the swamps and would be carried on by the current until it dispersed far to the north.